Labor Day lived up to its name. If you're a firefighter, dozens of new fires in central and eastern Washington burned tens of thousands of acres and likely many more. The Whitman County town of Malden, population about 200, was largely destroyed. Multiple fires across Okanagan, Douglas, and Chelan counties prompted hundreds of evacuations. The impact of the Cold Springs fire on the towns of Bridgeport and Mansfield is still being assessed this morning. NWPB Scott Leadingham says fire managers knew coming into this weekend that things could get bad.
This really was the perfect storm of conditions, and not in a good way. First, it's been extremely dry in the past month, and those fuels have really been ready to burn for weeks. Second, the recent above average temperatures primed the pump. And then Monday came these winds that just ensured any current fires or new starts would take off fast. And that is exactly what happened. These are the kinds of conditions that made 2014 and the Carlton Complex and 2015 for the Chelan and Okanagan Complex fires so bad. And to cap things off now, the big Evans Canyon fire recently in central Washington was already stretching fire resources statewide. And now there's all these new fires, not just in Washington, but across the West, especially California. So critical conditions and lots of fires around the region means 2020 is going to be one of those fire years that we all remember, unfortunately.
That's NWPB Scott Leadingham. Many areas across the region could see unhealthy or hazardous air quality levels today due to smoke. More fire updates and resources at NWPB.org.